Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. On Thursday, the Northfield Planning Commission met to discuss the topic of the Northwest Industrial Area. The city has been debating how to rezone the area for the last several months. Rezoning clears the legal hurdles for developing the area into an industrial park. As part of the rezoning, the city can stipulate what types of businesses move into the area and place specific requirements on them, like following the city's climate action plan. There were several comments from members of the public at the meeting, one of whom was Jane Bartho, president of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, who expressed support for the rezoning overall.
Presentation. On behalf of the chamber members, I want to talk about the issue and how vital this rezoning can be and will be with regards to expanding our tax base. As you know, and as Chris said too, taxpayers are feeling the strain right now more than ever. Rising taxes, ongoing challenge of maintaining the quality of life that makes Northfield special. Without new resources of revenue, this burden will only grow heavier. Diversifying our tax base is not just a financial imperative, it's a chance to protect what we have and what we value most in the community.
Many public comments focused on a data center's effect on the area and the surrounding homes and businesses. The owner and customers of Vixen Hollow Stables raised several concerns about the impact of a data center would have on their organization. The planning commissioners debated several items and ultimately removed the data center from the rezoning. Commissioner Julia Menard expressed both environmental concerns about a data center and with what it would bring to Northfield.
So an average data center is about 100,000 square feet. And we can expect to get maybe 30 jobs out of that, but most of those jobs will be remote. So what a Northfielder can expect with the data center coming in is a job working for the landscape company that mows the grass around the data center.
The commission voted to rezone the area for an industrial park, but not allow a data center. The commission's vote is ultimately just a recommendation, and the city council will be taking up the ordinance at tonight's meeting. And as previously mentioned, the Northfield City Council meets tonight for their second to last meeting scheduled for this year. First on the agenda is the sale of the Northfield Hospital's old ambulance garage near Way Park. The hospital is selling the property to the Northfield Housing and Redevelopment Authority. Both actions require council approval. The agenda also includes a summary report on the council's annual evaluation of the city administrator, Ben Mardig. The council will also consider the amendments to the land development code discussed in today's prior story. The council's last regularly scheduled meeting is next week, December 3rd. This will also be the Truth in Taxation presentation, which includes an in-depth review of the budget and taxes in Northfield. The public is welcome to attend in person or watch online. To watch online, go to northfieldmn.gov and click the Agenda and Minutes button in the middle of the homepage. From there, find tonight's meeting date to watch, as well as a copy of the agenda and other meeting documents. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the council chambers of City Hall. With the start of the winter season, age-friendly Northfield has been working to provide free physical fitness opportunities for people inside to avoid ice and snow and the cold. First is the high school's walking course. The walking course is open only on school days from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. or from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. However, you must enter by 4:30 p.m. Use main entrance off of Division Street. Also available at the high school for free is Sunday pickleball. Here's Cece Lindstroff of Age-Friendly Northfield.
And our high school, we have Sunday pickleball free, no registration. It's already started on Sundays from noon until 4 at the high school. We can get 6 courts there.
For the high school pickleball, enter through door number 10. Bridgewater's gym will also be open for a beginner's course for those new to pickleball. That takes place at the same time on Sundays as the pickleball at the high school. Another indoor walking course available for free is the Methodist Mile, hosted by the Northfield United Methodist Church. Starting on January 7th, every Tuesday and every Thursday, the church will be open for walking from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. You can find more information about age-friendly Northfield in CC's monthly interview on our website, kymnradio.net. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.